morning we continue Chai Adam Chlal Chafei Simin Yud Aleph. In Hifzik B'Dibur B'Mezid Chayz of the Rosh, the person interrupted Shmon Esrei, knowing that he's not supposed to do that. He did it anyway, so he's amazed. So he has to go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah brings that this is a machlokes. Some say that the din of mezid and the shagig are the same, and therefore the next point it says in the siman, halachas of shagig apply to mezid as well. And the Mishnah Berurah actually remains with the tzarachin. He's not sure what to paskin. According to some, you're not going to Shmon Esrei, you have to go back to the beginning, and according to some, you should continue. And the Mishnah Berurah does not have a final hachra on this situation. An interesting point that the Shari Tshuva says, that he says, even though we find in other places where a person is Chozer L'Rosh, he does not repeat Hashem's Vasai Tiftok. And that is the Shari Tshuva in Siman Kuf Yudalit. And here in Siman Kuf Dalit, where he talks about the Salacha of Hifzik B'Dibur B'Mezid, the Shari Tshuva says that you would say Hashem is Vasai Tiftoch if you get Tehillah Sacha again. Based on a Medrash, that David HaMelech said this when he had done an Aveira B'Mezid, and he felt that Hashem, he didn't feel right to come to Kadosh Baruch Hu to speak, and he asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu to open his mouth. So if a person did the Aveira of speaking in Shmon Esrei B'Mezid, it's appropriate for him to say this Pasuk of Hashem is Vasai Tiftoch if you get Tehillah Sacha. Okay. V'im lechazer l'rosh u'hishlem atfilo machzir u'nusay. And the halacha is that he's chazer l'rosh deeper b'meisiv. And if he did not go back to the beginning, and instead he continued on, so according to the chayonim, that he was supposed to go back to the beginning, so the halacha is he was not yotzei with the rest of Shmon Esrei, and he actually davened the whole Shmon Esrei over again. Now, it's not an eitzah for him to continue and be yotzei according to that opinion and then daven a second time a tefillah which will be potentially a tefillah nedava, and say if he's mechuyev to daven a second daven now, he's doing the same mechuyev. If not, he's doing it as a nedava. We find cases where that is an option. But according to the chayonim, he's not allowed to continue, and those brachas that he said are considered brachas de matola. He has to go back to the beginning. So we don't really have an eitzah how to be yotzei boshitas. So the Mishnah Berurah remains urchi on what to do. Now, more common cases, but in b'shargig, k'nishal b'loshen, asher sabar shemutar lahafsik, b'chein b'mokim shemutar lahafsik, k'gayin mishum sakana. So we have a case of a person, by mistake, said a word, middle Shmon Esrei. He wandered off and he said something. His mind wandered off and he said something. Or he thought that this is a scenario where a person is allowed to speak, and he did so. Or in a case where a person is allowed to speak. For example, we had before a situation of sakana, a person is allowed to interrupt. So now he spoke in the middle of Shmon Esrei. So what does he do? So there is an opinion of one of the Rishonim, the Rashba, which says he just picks up where he left off. Unless the interruption was in the middle of a thought, so it loses the train of thought. But otherwise, he will just continue from where he left off. However, most Poskim do not agree with that. So, Chayzer L'Tchilas Bracha Shehifzik Ba. So, in the middle of his Bracha, there's this phrase, which these words which doesn't belong there. So, the only way you can correct that is by going back to the beginning of the Bracha. And like we've seen many times before, something which happened in the first three brachas will take it back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei, and something which happens in the last three brachas, he goes back to the beginning of Ritzei, because the first three and the last three function as one in some ways. Okay, now the Chayyadim finishes off and nearly the Bidiyavim will cause him to kill his bracha. kibush et zayim abrocha in a mashal lachzer. Kol shekhem kamar heshem tefilosai. Since there is an opinion of the Rashba that a person just continues from where he left off, so he already finished the bracha, he'd be yotzei according to that opinion. And if he finished Manasseh for sure, he would be yotzei according to that opinion. And therefore, he does not go back. Now, the chayyim over here is not differentiate some details, which he will add in now in Simon Yud Beis, and he will have a good day.